By now, you probably have heard the headlines, but we want to bring you up to speed that MyRide Rock Hill, which is a free transit bus system, it runs many loops around the city of Rock Hill. It's going to end its transit service on Friday, May the 22nd. The good news is York County Access, which is a bus fleet operated by the York County Council on Aging, they are working with the city of Rock Hill, as well as the MyRide system, as well as those bus riders, on a way to continue offering transportation services throughout York County. So with that being said, we have Lauren Giles joining us. She is the executive director for the York County Council on Aging. And good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning.
Lauren, let's just first start with what York County Access is, and then from there we'll talk about how this plan will be moving forward.
Okay. York County Access is a demand response public transit system. So rather than running a fixed route, you call in, we schedule a trip, and we come to your home and take you to your destination.
So the difference between York County Access and MyRide would be what exactly?
Would be the fact that we don't run that loop, that you actually have to call in. It's more of a one-on-one personal transit experience, and we're able to schedule you in and get you directly to your destination, and we go all over York County, so you aren't just confined to the stops on the bus route. We will take you other places within the county.
I want to maybe clear up any kind of misconceptions that folks might have. York County Access is not taking over the MyRide bus system, correct?
Correct. We're not taking over that fixed route. We are absorbing those riders into our system.
How did this kind of partnership or relationship come about between the York County Council on Aging as well as MyRide Rock Hill?
York County Council on Aging has been providing transportation for the city of Rock Hill for 20 years. So we've always been there, even when MyRide was in operation. And I was approached several months ago by the city to see if we would be willing to absorb those trips if we were able. And hopefully we're going to meet up to that challenge.
Can the infrastructure that you have in place now, that York County Access has in place, can it handle the demands of what MyRide is currently providing to folks in the community?
I've heard conflicting comments about how our trips may increase. I'm not sure that we will service all of the MyRide riders for one reason or another, but we are getting the three city 14 passenger buses. We have two new buses on order. We have hired five new drivers, and we will increase that if we need to. So we have a fleet of 21 vehicles, between 21 and 25. And so those city buses are just going to add to that. And I feel sure we'll be able to handle it.
And again, when you mentioned the city buses, these will not be the big MyRide buses that we do see around town.
Correct. Okay. They will be the smaller 14 passenger buses.
Okay. And then again, you mentioned the fixed route system, the way the MyRide system works. They work, they have various loops throughout the city. They'll service various parts of the city. Will those stops, those MyRide stops, will they still be in place? Meaning, will you all pick folks up at those locations, or is that not how, how your system works?
No, we are curb to curb. So we will actually come to your pickup point and take you to the door of your destination. So you do not have to get to the bus stop anymore. We pick you up at your home.
And then with York County Access, folks do have to call ahead, and there is a pay for this service, and kind of elaborate how this works.
Correct. It is imperative that you call ahead. We are equipped to take some same-day trips, even day-before trips. We had a lady call in the other day, said, I need to get to the doctor tomorrow. We were able to work that in. But the more notice you can give us, the better. We can get you scheduled into a route that runs efficiently as possible. But with that, we need riders to be flexible, because unlike the bus stop arriving every 15 minutes, we have to schedule you along with other riders in the area. And sometimes you have to be ready up to an hour before your appointment time. so that we have enough time to pick up those extra people. So it's definitely going to be a change from the MyRide system with that scheduling. We take a lot of people to work, and we can book those trips up to 2 weeks in advance. But every 2 weeks, you have to call those trips in because it's first come, first serve. And we can't put someone on a standing order. So they have to call those trips in every 2 weeks. They have to be flexible about their pickup time. And the fare is $2.50 each way.
And how do they pay that?
Cash right now. You need to give it to the bus driver. Exact change is preferred. We also sell tickets that you can buy in advance. We can look, we're discussing an app and never have thought about it up until this point, but it may be something that will benefit everyone. So I can certainly look into that and see if we can accommodate that. We are getting an app that's going to make it a little more user-friendly in that you can book a trip on the app and you can also monitor the bus that's on its way to you, kind of like an Amazon type thing showing the stops. So we're excited about having that for the riders.
And then what's the timeline, Lauren, real quick on that app being released? Are we talking a couple of weeks or several months?
From what I understand, today.
Oh, okay. What would be the what would folks need to search in their app store, whether they have an iPhone or Android, York County Access?
I don't know.
That's okay. It's all right. Listen, you let the folks, the engineers with the app do that,
yes,
right, for
yes.
Sure. They'll let you know what it is, but I know you'll pass it along to us as well.
Where, back to the payment, you mentioned that people can order in advance their tickets.
Right.
So where would they go to order that, and where would they pick them up?
We can do it by mail,
okay,
the old-fashioned way. They can come by the office and purchase the tickets, or they can give their money to the driver, and we will deliver those tickets by driver.
And those that are not familiar with where you're located, tell people where
you're
located.
We're at 917 Standard Street here in Rock Hill. We're in front of the old Highland Park Textile Mill.
Perfect.
We're speaking with Lauren Giles. She's the executive director for York County Council on Aging. York County Council on Aging for more than 20 years has been operating a bus system. It's called York County Access. This is like door-to-door, meaning you schedule an appointment, the bus comes and picks you up, and it will drop you off at your next location. They're absorbing, which basically is MyRide Rock Hill. MyRide Rock Hill ends its service on Friday, May the 22nd. Lauren, a majority of the stops for those who use MyRide stop at Pathways Community Center. What kind of programs or plans are in place to kind of help those that have no way to get around York County at all? They also might struggle with housing. How is this plan going to help those that maybe use a lot of the services over there at Pathways?
Understandably, the closing of MyRide has impacted the homeless community more so than anyone else. We are trying internally to make it possible to get the ladies and gentlemen from Pathways to the soup kitchen, because the thought of so many people going without food, I mean, we feed seniors, and that's something that we just had a hard time accepting. So we're trying to work something out internally. It's going to be at a cost to us, but we feel like we need to do that to serve the community.
Wow. Well, that's very commendable. I know those individuals certainly appreciate it as well. One thing I think folks need to keep in mind, right? MyRide Rock Hill, it's the buses that we have getting those parts. I think the manufacturer who designed those buses and manufactured those buses, I think they went out of business. So finding these parts has been very difficult. So while MyRide Rock Hill has been a very successful program, it has sadly reached the end of its lifespan right now. But as we have been learning, the York County Council on Aging and York County Access, they're absorbing this system the best that they can. And I guess with that being said, Lauren, what do you want to say to folks that look at this and they say, so now I have to call in advance, I have to be there an hour early, and I have to pay. This is nothing like MyRide. Maybe what do you want to say to those folks that maybe can help them understand we're still having a system. It looks a little different, but maybe something's better than nothing.
It is different. And there is an advantage in that we pick you up at your door and we take you anywhere in York County. We don't just go to work. We don't just go to doctor's appointments. We can take you shopping to get your hair done. Any transportation need, we can fill. It is different. and it will take a little more effort on the rider's part. But as I said, we've been doing this for 20 years. So we have the system pretty down pat. We just need that flexibility from the passenger.
A little bit of growing pains, so just let them work out the system. And again, I think the community appreciates the York County Council on Aging and its bus system, York County Access, for at least being open to seeing how we can make this work so folks still have a way to get around town for sure. So, Lauren, thank you so much for this information. For the best piece of advice moving forward, they need to call ahead to schedule a pickup and drop off. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. And that number is 803-327-6694. And they would choose option 2 from the main menu.
You can go ahead and buy your tickets ahead of time. You can do that in person. Again, what's the address there?
917 Standard Street.
Or you can give it to the bus driver, exact change, $2.50.
Correct.
Okay. And an app is in progress, I don't know the right terminology. We'll leave that to the engineers behind the app. But that also can help maybe track your bus that's coming to pick you up and where to drop you off. That's a work in progress right now. But keep in mind right now, there's no way to pay these the dues online at this point.
Correct.
Okay.